Probably. Right, here we are in Baxter College then in Kidderminster, home to 850 pupils. It's been here on the site, or a school has been here on the site since 1939. It's a kind of sprawling network of fairly low-rise red-bricked buildings here in need of a bit of TLC, as the head teacher will tell us, actually. But funding is a whole big issue facing this school, as it is schools around the country. And the reason we're here is because we wanted to talk about some of these challenges that are making up the conversations in schools all across the UK. And one of the reasons we're here at Baxter College is because they've taken fairly drastic action to deal with the whole problem of vaping. We know that underage vaping is on the rise among secondary school children. Nearly one in five 15-year-olds using e-cigarettes in 2021, according to research by NHS Digital. Those are the figures they have. What we hear from schools and teenagers suggests that the figures are much higher than that. And what they've done here at Baxter College is they have installed sensors similar to a smoke detector in the toilets to detect children vaping. And this has had a transformative impact on the whole learning experience in school. And we'll talk to the head teacher about how and why that had become such an issue in just a moment. And I have to say that any conversations we have here at the school about vaping could be replicated in any secondary school across the country. This is not a problem here at Baxter College or in Kidderminster. Head teachers all around the country are grappling with this at the moment. I had a chat with some pupils about it yesterday.
At first it started like socially. Well, like my mate would do it and then I'd have a go on his and everything. And then like, you start getting one yourself and you just get addicted, you know.
Would you say you're addicted now?
Yeah.
So how much do you vape?
Well, every day when I can.
First thing in the morning?
Yeah, first thing.
Last thing at night?
Yep.
How much do you spend on vapes?
When I can, I'll spend like 20 quid a week. And that builds up, obviously, depending on how long you've done it, you know.
Where'd you buy them from?
Shops. You can get them anywhere, really.
Have you ever been asked for ID?
Yeah, once. And that's it, once.
Once out of what, hundreds of times?
Yeah. A lot of the time they'll ask you one day, and they'll be like, oh yeah, I only asked because there's someone in the shop and I can't, you know. And they'll just like, or if there's someone in there that you'll ask and they'll just slide it, and they'll take out the package and slide it over the desk or over the counter for you.
So they know what's going on?
Oh yeah.
They know they're selling to kids.
I've gone in with my school uniform on, and they still serve me.
In our year, most people do it. After the vape alarm's been put in some toilets, it's kind of stopped, but it still happens, but it's not as busy in there anymore and not many people vaping.
So that used to be quite a big issue, yeah. Did it, vaping in the toilets?
And it'd just be crowded in there. You'd walk and it'd be all smoky and you just know straight away.
You've given up?
Yeah, I gave up.
And what made you give up then?
Got caught.
You got caught? By who?
Yeah, my mum.
What did she say to you?
Found it in my bag. She asked what it was. I said it was vape. And she gave me a talk, obviously. She said how bad it is for you, don't know what's in it. It makes you think, really.
How hard was it to give up?
Hard. Like, hard.
I've been vaping since 12, on and off. But recently I've been doing it a lot. Every day.
How did you get into it in the first place?
When I was in year 7, there was this year 11. Came in there with a vape, I asked him what it was, he said it's a vape, do you want to try it? I said yeah. And then I tried it, and ever since that I just keep doing it. I wake up in the morning, first thing I do, got my vape. And then as soon as I get back, I got my vape. Before bed, vape, all the time.
Does anyone here worry about what it might do to their physical health?
Yeah. Yeah, because you don't actually know what's inside of them. You don't know if your body can actually take what is happening to it, so it just... who worries people, and when you see younger years do it, so they're already starting, it's just like, yeah.
Do you think that it would have been better for you if these things had been harder to get hold of when you were younger?
Definitely, because at first it was like box mods, and that would always only be like the older years. But with like disposables, when they came around, it's opened up a whole new lot. Piece of market, because you can buy one, use it, when it's done you can throw it away. There's no fifth with it, you know what I mean? Young years, like, they start buying them all the time, and then that's what made it a massive, massive thing in like high schools.
Well, our thanks to the Year 11s, who were so honest with us there. Matthew Carpenter is the head teacher here. And thank you, first of all, for having us.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Very accommodating, and it's very good of you to talk about some of these really challenging issues. Vaping. We'll talk about lots of other stuff throughout the course of the programme, but let's address that now. How much of an issue has it been for you here?
It's been an issue, but it's been an issue for a long time. I think it's been about 10 years we've been confiscating vapes from kids. And as one of the kids said in the report then, the disposable ones, when they came around, it's made a really big difference. They were just everywhere. I'm really shocked to hear that the people remove the packaging before they sell them to them, because all of the health warnings sit on the packaging. The actual vape has very little written on it.
Yeah. I mean, there is a major issue with the supply of these things from shops, and that's something we've talked about a lot. Mm-hmm. You can only do what you can do in the school. And what you have done is fairly drastic. So you've put in these vape sensors. Tell us how they work.
So they're relatively simple, a little bit like a smoke alarm, and they just detect when a vape is used in there. They also do a couple of other things around the noise level in there, and they've made a really big difference on how calm and quiet the toilets are. And I do just want kids to be able to have a wee in peace, really.
So, yeah. And you say, actually, you didn't quite realise how disruptive the behaviour in the toilets was until these sensors came in and cut almost all of that out.
Yeah, I was particularly interested to see how it decreased the number of children going to the toilet during the lessons. I think there was a lot of children going there to vape rather than actually to use the toilets properly. And my big concern is that the children are associating something like vaping with managing the day-to-day stress of life. And actually that external response to something they should be managing internally is really not healthy for them, for their mental health or for their physical health.
Mm. How have the students found it?
I think all of the students appreciate it, even the ones that vape. I think children like boundaries in their lives. And actually the fact that it shows that we care about them and that we don't want them to make poor choices.
Yeah, even the ones who vape yesterday told me actually it had improved the whole kind of atmosphere and environment around the toilets. And when we were having that chat yesterday, you got a call on your walkie-talkie, and that was one of the sensors being set off. But when you first installed them, they were going off all the time.
Yeah, it was about 16 alerts a day we got. We ran it for a couple of days without chasing after it, just to see what the base level of it had been, to check really the sensor worked properly. Yes, we had 16, 17 calls every day. And then now, that was the first one we'd had this week, and I don't expect there to be any more.
Yeah. And how do you deal with it when you come across a student vaping then? What do you do?
There'll be a sanction, there'll be a detention for it. But the most important thing, as one of the kids talked about in the interview, is to speak to their parents about the health risks. And if you take more of a public health approach rather than a punitive approach, it seems to have more impact.
And other schools have been in touch, haven't they? Wanted to know more.
Yeah, since the article went on the website, there's been a lot of schools getting in touch to see how it works. And a couple of schools locally have been in to see it as well.
Yeah. Listen, there's masses to talk to you about today, and we'll talk to you more later on in the programme. But thank you so much for that. And as ever,